That is, there are three major sins that appear throughout the entire Nusach again and again. You have to be very sensitive to pick up on the three Averis. There are three Averis that Klai Yisrael is guilty of. Three separate Averis. Tchut HaMishulash. And what are they? Mechiras Yosef. That's number one. Number two is the Cheto Egel. Number three is the Meraglim. That's the Yisod of Yom Kippur. The Yisod of Yom Kippur is to keep your eye on the ball. These three Averis, everything that we focus on, all comes back, at least for the Klal, comes back to atonement for these three Averis. If we could, we are still, every generation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still punishing us for these three Averis. Every time Rahman al-Sun is a tzara, it's a shtickle atonement for these three. Now, what are these three related to? Now, I think it's very posh to say that these three relate to the Gimel Averis Chamuris. Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayos, and Shefichas Damim. Now, obviously, Mechiras Yosef, this is Shefichas Damim. Okay? They said, Oh, Hine Bala Chalomis Halazeba, Luchu Vena Harageyu. Let us go and let us kill him. They actually wanted to kill Yosef. That was the original plan. Later, they changed their mind. They said, we're not going to kill him. Let's go and put him to the pit, and we're going to sell him to the Ishmaelim. And even the pit they threw him into was the pit that was full of snakes and scorpions, and the Choshem Yaakov and Yeshua. So, Mechiras Yosef clearly refers to Shlichas Damim. Avodah Zarah. I mean, what more do you want to say? The Cheiro Egel. The Cheiro Egel is mamish Avodah Zarah. I mean, that's where it all starts and stops. Avodah Zarah. Now, here's a little bit more tricky, and the one that's a little more tricky is the Meraglim. What was the Cheiro Meraglim? The Cheiro Meraglim is we do not want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We want to remain here in the Midbar. We want to go back to Mitzrayim. Now, there are different ways to look at it. Hakol Holech Al Mokom Echad. Eretz Mitzrayim is called in the Torah the Erva Saaretz. Okay, it was the place, the spitz of promiscuity. Ad Kedei Kach, we know that when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were married to their relatives. They were married to brother and sister, they were married to uncles, aunts, hulu. And when Moshe Rabbeinu Matan Torah, one of the big problems was Moshe Rabbeinu Vayar Moshe Sa'am Bochu L'mishpucha Yisav. At Matan Torah, many people in Klal Yisrael had to get divorced. They had to separate from the women that they were married to because, according to the Torah, these women were forbidden. Bachu l'mishpachosaf. So, going back to Mitzrayim, when the Meraglim, when they spoke Lashon Hara, it was nothing more than an excuse to go back to Mitzrayim. For what purpose? To be able to once again to be permitted to their relatives, which is Arayos. Furthermore, look at the Mitzias. When Klal Yisrael was in Golus, the 70 years that Klal Yisrael was in Golus in Bavel, what happened? Intermarriage skyrocketed. We just learned very recently in Malachi. As soon as there was a Churban, they went into Golus. Immediately, intermarriage was out of control. Look at America today, in Chutz Eretz, 80% intermarriage in Chutz Eretz. There is something about Chutz La'aretz that weakens Klal Yisrael, and they become extremely lax in Arayos. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a tremendous chizuk in Eretz Yisrael. We don't find in Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, we're nichshol in Arayos. So it comes out that there are really three major parts, three major elements in Yom Kippurim. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shefichas Damim, and these three parts are referred to very much with the Chet HaMeraglim, the Chet of the Egel, and the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. I'll just give you an example. What do we lay in Mincha? Mincha, the Kriyas HaTorah Mincha is the Parsha of Arayos. What is one of the major piyutim of Yom Kippurim? Mechiras Yosef. Avodah Zarah, to a certain degree, the Soyer LaHashem, the Soyer LaZozil, the Soyer, the Se'idim, is always referred
to... The whole Avodah, the whole Big Day Levanim,
Everything is ein kateger nasa sanegin. You cannot go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with gold. You go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the fact that you bring two se'irim, in for some reason, we're not really familiar with all these things about the se'irim, but lo yizbechu oid las, the pasuk says, v'lo yizbechu oid las se'irim. Don't offer sacrifices to the goats. In ancient times in the Torah, I don't have all the details, the se'irim was something which was very much related to idolatry. And when Yom Kippur, the entire Avodah Sayyim is, don't we take two se'irim, echad la Hashem, echad la Zozel, and all of its delicate nuances, this is a rejection of Avodah Zarah. So these are the major themes of the Yom of Yom Kippur. We mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slicha u'mechila for the chet ha'egel, which is Avodah Zarah, for the chet of the meraglim, which touches very much upon gili arayos, rejecting the kedushas ha'aretz and wanting to go back to Mitzrayim, to the mekom of the ervas ha'aretz, where Klal Yisrael were married to their relatives, and to just not be within the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which protects as megan on gili arayos, and mechiras Yosef. Now, I'll give you an example. What is the nusach of the Shmona Esrei? The nusach of all of the Shmona Esrei of Yom Kippurim concludes, the brachon concludes, ki ata, we say, kal shen v'mitzvasecha, v'sinachin v'sarasecha, sabin v'mitzvasecha, v'sarachin v'shurasecha, v'tahar libei l'yavcha b'mes, and then we wind down. What is the chasima? Ki ata, you Hashem, solchon l'Yisrael. You are the one who has forgiven the Jewish people. That's number one. Number two, u'mocholon l'shivtei Yeshuru. This is the only time we say such an expression in all of our tefillos. You forgive the tribes that are Yeshurun, okay, Yeshurun, b'chol dar v'dar, u'mi balodecha, and besides you, ein lanu melech, there's no one, no other king, meichel v'soleach ela ata. Okay, I'm getting over here, and let me just call back here. Mibaladecha ein lanu melech meichel v'soleach ela ata. Besides you, Hashem, there's no other melech that is meichel v'soleach. Here we put ela ata. Baruch atah Hashem, melech meichel v'soleach la'avonaseinu v'la'avonas amo beis Yisrael. Umaver ashma seinu b'chol shana v'shana. Okay, it goes a little bit on over here, but basically, I want to try to suggest to you that these expressions that we wind down with are alluding to these three sins. When it says, Ki ata solchon liYisrael, solchon liYisrael refers to arayos. It refers to gilui arayos. A salicha, now I do need a little bit more proof to that. Why dafka the shem liYisrael, and why is the word salicha miyuchit? Let's put that aside. The next expression clearly refers to mechiras Yosef. Umachalon the shifte yeshurun. Who are the shifte yeshurun? The shifte yeshurun. The fact that we refer with the word the shevet. This refers to the shvatim, the shifte ka. The shifte ka. They sold Yosef, their brother. The chol dar v'dar. And then when it says Umi Baladecha, besides you, Ein Lanu Melech Mechel V'Slech Elo Ota, that clearly refers to Avodah Zarah. When you worship idols, you are obviously saying Hashem, you're not the only one out there. There are other deities that are worthy of service. When we say Umi Baladecha, besides you, Ein Lanu Melech Mechel V'Slech. Ein Lanu Melech. There's no one else besides you, a Melech who is Mechel V'Slech Elo Ota. That's clearly a reference to Avodah Zarah. The chet ha'egel. Now, by default, so why then did we say before ki ata solchon liYisrael? There is a slicha. There is a forgiveness for klal Yisrael. Okay, I don't know. We have to work on that to prove that this expression is an expression. I'm very confident that I can find some sources to show that this expression is a reference to the chet of the meraglim. The meraglim the Meraglim of Solchan Li Yisrael. You know, when right away, you know, Solachti Kidvarecha. I have the answer right away, because the beginning of Yom Kippurim. Let's just go back. Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kidvarecha. Where was that pasuk said? When we begin Yom Kippur, we say, we begin the Nusach. Let me turn to the page. V'nislach, v'nislach l'chol adas v'neishol v'lager hagar v'samkin l'chol ha-mishkaga slachna la'avoyin ha'om hazeh ke'goydel chastecha v'chasher nososo la'om hazeh mimitzrayim v'yad heina v'shom ne'mar v'hayim v'ashem salachti kidvarecha. Where does it say that pasuk solachti kidvarecha? Not by the Egel, not by Avodah Zarah. This pasuk that we say that we begin Yom HaKippurim with is said by the Meraglim. Vayomer Hashem solachti kidvarecha. Here I have the art scroll. It says 1420. Okay, 1420. 1420. What does it say over here? This is by the Chet. This is Parsha Shelach, when Moshe Rabbeinu begs forgiveness, and here we Vayomer Hashem Solach Lichidvorech and Parsha Shelach. I've proven it, and being that going back to Mitzrayim, rejecting Eretz Yisrael and wanting to return to Mitzrayim, to the Mekum of the Irvas Haaretz, the Spitz of promiscuity, Gili Arayos. And here the term that is used is solachti. And here, kiyato, you Hashem, you are soleach l'Yisrael. That's a reference to the Meraglim. And the Meraglim is the essence of Gili Arayis. The Shiftei Yeshurun, this is clearly a reference to the Shiftei Ka. They sold their brother. There are 12 tribes. They sold their brother Yosef. And when Mevakesh, to be restored. Ki ein lanu melech elo ato. This clearly refers to the Chet HaEgel, Avodah Zarah. So you see that in the Chasima of every single Shmoneh Esrei, this Nusach is identical. Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha and Ne'ilah, every single one of the Tefillahs of Yom HaKippurim, we would conclude with this theme. That number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Solchan, Kiatos for the Yisrael. The word Selicha is used exclusively in reference to the Meraglim, Gili Arayis. The Shiftei Yeshurun refers to the Mechiras Yosef. And then we say Ki Inlan Melech Elo'ot, and this clearly refers to Avodah Zarah, the Chet HaEgel. And these three sins, we know they linger on. We know as a fact that these three major Averos, they linger on in Klal Yisrael of all generations. The goal is to atone, to be mispalel, that our generation, through its tefillos and ma'asim tovim, should atone for these three major averos in our history, so we should not have to suffer the portion that was meant to be, that was given to every generation to suffer as an atonement for what happened. All right, that's a diuk in the Machzor for Yom HaKippurim, the Gimel Averis Chamuros, relating to the Gimel Averis, the Klal Yisrael and Guilty of, and how it appears in the Nusach HaTfilah. And it's not just in the Chassim of this Bracha. You go through the entire Nusach HaTfilah the whole day, you always have to ask yourself the question, which of the three are we now focusing on? Obviously, when we're learning Mincha, we're focusing on Arayis. Obviously, when we say Ela Eskera, we're focusing on Mechiras Yosef. Chazal said the reason why the Asorah Hadrigei Malchus, there was an atonement for Mechiras Yosef, and many other parts of the davening, especially the whole of Seder HaAvoida, is all about Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's our share for tonight. I want to thank you all for coming. We had a nice shmuz. Ezra, thank you for coming, and Ablaza. Ich gemar chasima toiva. And Rav Meir.
Eshkoyach.
Meir, shav gemar chasima toiva. Please, in regards to your wife, please send her a special gemar chasima toiva for me, please. And especially to Tamari. Wish her my best. and it should be, this year should be a lot better than last year.
For you too. For you too.
Amen. Amen.
It should be
amen.
So good that you don't know how good it is.
Ha-mevorech, mizborech. Okay.
Hit you over the head.
Yeah. Okay, Rav Lezer.
Okay.
Zay gizun. Everyone. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Zay gizun. Zay gizun.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Easy, fast. Take care. Oh, Rav Frank, is still there?
Yeah, yeah.